Let us join together in prayer as we read together. God of love, you have promised to be with us always, and that your Spirit will live within us and among us. We open our hearts to be mindful of your presence, to listen for your word, and to allow you to lead us by your grace. Come and fill us, Spirit of love. Amen. Listen as Luke recounts Paul's visit to Philippi. In a dream, Paul is beckoned to Macedonia by a man, but it is a woman who greets him and joins in his ministry. And knowing they are on the road, she also welcomes his group to stay in her home.
A reading from Acts. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city in the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the woman who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. The word of God, the word of life.
Please stand in body or spirit for the Psalter. It will be found on page 791 in your blue hymnal. Be gracious to us, and bless us, and make your face to shine upon us. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. God has blessed us. Let all the ends of the earth fear God. A New Testament reading. In this passage, John sees a vision of the New Jerusalem, an image of God's intent for this world. Recall how in the reading from Acts, Lydia provided a home for Paul and his group. Home is again the theme here. In the New Jerusalem, our city, our home, is actually the temple, and the temple is actually God. God is not far away in heaven. We live in God, and that is heaven.
A reading from Revelation. The Spirit carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven for God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is in its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the rulers of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of all the nations. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore. For the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and God's servants will worship God. They will see God's face, and God's name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more light, night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. The word of God for the people of God.
The Gospel. The Gospel reading continues the theme of home. Jesus offers an image of God, not as a king on a far-off throne, but as a homemaker. God comes and makes a home with us. In fact, God is our home. Jesus says, "I am in God, and you in me, and I in you." As you hear the gospel, be aware of times in your life when someone like Lydia has provided a home for you. Be aware of times recently when it seemed most like you were at home in God. Give thanks for those moments when you are aware of the presence of God, who gives us a home, who is our home. Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from John's Gospel. And as you hear these words from John's Gospel, I ask you to try and retain one or two phrases, something that you remember. Jesus said, "I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in God, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me in God will love, and I will love them and reveal myself. Reveal myself to them. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, You who love me will keep my word, and my father and mother will love you, and we will come to you and make our home with you. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Now the word that you hear is not mine, but is from God who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Life Giver will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to God, because God is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the silence, I invite you to be mindful of the Spirit that is with you and within you, and the Spirit that in love God comes and makes a home with you. Again, Jesus said, I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you in a little while. The world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in God and you in me, and I in you. Take a minute to turn to the person sitting next to you or behind you or in front of you and share a little bit of what you remembered from that scripture reading or what struck you. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your intimate presence with us, that you provide a home for us in your love. We pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen. Thank you. As I